welcomes across world, and we are ushering in the 36th anniversary ng church na ito. Amen? Parang malungkot kayo ah. 36 years. Amen. Palakpakan natin ang Lord for God's faithfulness for the last 36 years in Cross World, no? Salamat sa Panginoon for His faithfulness to us. At dahil doon, we'll be having a new series for this month. And Lord willing, hanggang next month, or baka hanggang December, we'll be talking about the Book of Acts. Ang ating pong theme ay Church on Fire. Okay? Sabihin natin, Church on Fire. So we want to see this church on fire. Amen? Yung bang naglalagablab, nagliliyab, nag-aalab para sa Panginoon. Okay. Sa isang town po, merong isang church doon. Yung church na yun, patay na. As in, wala na nangyayari doon sa church. Ang dumadalo ko, konti. Tapos wala namang dumarating na mga bagong mga tao. Wala mga decisions na ginagawa. No? So, ang tagal na nung nag-iisang church, pero patay. Walang kabuhay-buhay na church. Isang araw, nasunog yung church. At nagkagulo po yung buong town. Nagtakbuhan yung mga, yung buong town doon sa church na nasusunog. At kasama ng mga nagtakbuhan ng mga tao, merong isang atheist. Hindi naniniwala sa Diyos. Mabuting tao naman, pero atheist. Pero kasama siyang tumatakbo patungo sa church. Sabi ng mga tao, pambihira ito. No? Pambihira ito. Kasi ngayon ka lang namin nakita na tumakbo patungo sa church. Sabi niya, oo nga, pambihira nga ito kasi ngayon lang ako nakakita ng church na nagliliyab. This is the first time that I saw a church on fire. Alam mo kung bakit, kung paano pupunta ang mga tao din sa loob ng church na ito, mga kapatid? When we see this church on fire. Amen? When we see you and me on fire for Jesus. Amen? Tumayo tayong lahat, mga kapatid. And let's read the key verse in the whole book of Acts. Pinakapuso ng book of Acts. And this is Acts chapter 1, verse 8. No? If you have your Bibles with you, open it to Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Sabi dito, but you, altogether, let's read this, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Pagpalain ng Panginoon ng kanyang salita, manalangin po tayo. Panginoon, sa umagang ito, we're so excited to hear your word for your church. Thank you for 36 years of your faithfulness. Excited kami sa gagawin mo pa sa susunod na 50 more years or even 100 years or a million years, Lord God, for this church. This is your church. We give you the glory, Lord. We give you the honor. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, please be seated. In the presence of God. Let me just give you a brief background of the book of Acts. Yung pong book of Acts ay pagkatapos ng apat na Gospels. Natatandaan niyo ba yung apat na Gospels? Ano yung four? Sino yung four evangelists? Ha? Si Paul, John, George? Hindi ho yung apat na, ano, hindi Beatles, but Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. So yung kung bubuksan mo yung New Testament, yun yung unang apat na libro. And then after that is the book of Acts. At pagkatapos noon ay Romans. Tama? Then 1 Corinthians. Okay. So yung book of Acts ay sinulat ni Dr. Luke. Let's read verse 1 ng chapter 1 ng Acts. Sabi dito nung writer, nung nagsulat mismo, in my former book, Theophilus, no? So, the writer of the book wanted to dedicate his book to a certain person. Ang pangalan ay Theophilus. Parehong-pareho ito nung introduction nung isa sa mga Gospels. Walang iba kundi yung Gospel ni Luke. Ang isang manggagamot na disipulo ni Jesus at naging companion ni Paul sa kanyang mga paglalakbay. So it was Dr. Luke who wrote the book of Acts. Written probably approximately 63 to 65 AD. 63 to 65. Bakit hindi pwedeng later? Kasi hindi po binanggit dito yung pagwasak sa Jerusalem. Hindi to binanggit dito yung persecution ni Nero. So hindi pa nangyayari. Kaya nangyayari yun, mga 70 AD. So the name Theophilus, could you say Theophilus? Sa Tagalog ay Teofilo. Magandang pangalan kasi ang ibig sabihin ng Teofilo ay galing sa dalawang salita. Theos, which means God, and Philo or Philo means loved or friend. So in short, ang ibig sabihin ng Theophilus ay friend or loved by God. Friend of God. There are three possibilities for the meaning of Theophilus. Number one, posibleng isa itong mataas na Roman official na dinidisciple ni Luke. So he wanted to give him an orderly account of the life of Jesus. Ang pangalawang possibility kung sino si Theophilus is he could be a lawyer in defense of Paul. Sapagkat ang purpose po ng pagkakasulat ng Luke, ng Acts, is to serve as a bridge, as a historical bridge, from the Gospels to Romans. Imagine kung walang Acts. Pagkatapos isulat yung Gospel, si Jesus ay umakyat sa langit, ang kasunod na Romans. So hindi mo maintindihan kung anong nangyari, bakit nagkaroon ng Book of Romans. So yun na nag-fill in the blank or in the gap of history. This book, this very accurate, adequate book, historical book, and a book of on apologetics, defending Christianity, defending Paul. Pinakita ang purpose ni Luke kung bakit sinulat niya ito ay para makita ng mga Romano na ang Christianity is not anti-Roman. It is not anti the Roman Empire. Even Paul was not anti-Roman. That's the very purpose bilang pagtatanggol kay Paul. But the third possibility kung bakit ginawang Theophilus ay most probably daw ito'y sinulat para sa lahat ng Kristiyano, sa lahat ng generation, sa lahat ng mga nagmamahal sa Panginoon na kagaya ni Theophilo. Isinulat ito para sa iyo at para sa akin. Kaya napakaganda pong pag-aralan nito. Makasaysayan, punong-puno ng aksyon. May mga lugar na hindi mo papansinin pero napakahalaga mga lugar kung paanong kumalat ang Christianity from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Paanong naglakbay ang mga mananampalataya in bringing the gospel to the ends of the earth. So in short, the Gospel of Luke is volume 1 and the book of Acts is volume 2 of the writings of the Apostle Luke. Another trivia is in the Gospels natapos sa Great Commission pero sa Acts nagsimula sa Great Commission. Ang characters po na bida sa book of Acts ay si Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, ang church, si Peter, yung first half, yung last part ay walang iba kundi si Paul. So for today, for this particular Sunday, pag-usapan lang natin how the church has become unstoppable despite, you know, heresies, despite false teachings, despite persecution. How was the church became unstoppable? So let me share four things. Number one, you, Theophilus, Ikaw yun, si Theophilus. You are unstoppable, number one, when you are, number one, focused on Jesus. When you're focused on Jesus, nobody can stop you. Nobody can stand in your way. Nobody can hinder you. Anong sabi nitong si Luke sa kanyang verse 1 na sinabi, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and teach Theophilus until the day that he was taken up to heaven after giving instruction through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. And after his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. So, sabi ni Luke, kaya ako nagsulat ay para maitala ko, magbigay ako ng maliwanag na tala tungkol sa buhay ni Jesus Christ. It's all about Jesus. It's all about what He did. It's all about what He taught. It's all about Him. It's not even about Paul. It's not even about Peter. It's not even about the church. It's about Jesus. Bakit? Kasi just imagine the trauma and the distress of the people, especially the disciples, when they saw their champion, their hero, their Savior die on the cross. Just imagine, para mga bahagang buntot na nagtatago itong mga disciples na ito. Kung iisipin mo, no, wala na silang lakas na lumabas pa. Wala na silang mukha na iyaharap sa mga tao at mga kamag-anak nila. Bakit? Iniwan nila lahat para kay Jesus. Giniba pa mga trabaho para kay Jesus. Iniwanan ng mga mahal sa buhay para kay Jesus. Sinakripisyo ang lahat para kay Jesus. Only to find that this Jesus whom they believed in died brutally. Tortured. He was killed like a criminal. Imagine the devastation. Imagine the hopelessness of these disciples. Ginibap mo lahat, tapos yung palawala, nauwi sa wala. Nauwi sa abo ang lahat ng iyong pag-asa. And then suddenly, after 3 days, they heard the greatest news ever. Jesus rose again from the dead. Amen? Amen po ba? Amen? Nobody saw that coming, not even Satan. Nobody knew that it will ever happen. Kasi alam nila, it's the end of the road, it's the end of everything until God broke through. Until God opened the grave and raised Jesus from the dead. Kaya nga, they have the greatest news ever. If you have a good news, if you have a good news, can you contain that? Halimbawa, meron kang bagong iPhone 10. Can you contain that without even posting it in FB? If you have a Note 8 Samsung, diba, you could hardly contain it. Kung hinahabol mo yung excise tax sa vehicle, nakabili ka ng sasakyan. That's a good news, isn't it? Can you contain that? I mean, kaya mo bang pigilan ng sarili mo na meron kang bagong sasakyan tapos hindi mo ipagmamayabang? Meron kang bagong bahay at lupa na hindi mo isi-share. Meron kayong bagong baby sa bahay na kikim-kimin mo lang. Diba, pagka meron kang bagong baby, pati yung ultrasound, diba? Noon hong nabuntis si Sitas kay AB, no, talagang excited na excited ako noon. Nung nakuha po namin yung ultrasound, yung pinaka screenshot ng ultrasound, no, ay pinost ko sa FB, no? Ilang week old yon, mama? Ilang week old sa ultrasound? 2 weeks sa ultrasound. Pinost ko sa FB, meron kaming pang-apat na baby. Pinost ko yung maliit na maliit. Sabi ko, kita nyo, kabukang-kabuka ako. Di ba? Bakit excited kang ipagsabi, di ba? That something good is happening in your life. And what more about Jesus? Amen? That is the greatest news ever that you could hardly contain in your heart.
And so the disciples, they were hiding. Nagtatago sila, takot sila. But all of a sudden, they broke loose. Nagulat na lang ang mga tao. Ano nangyari sa mga tao ito? Alam nyo kasi, nagkaroon ng maling balita eh. Nagkaroon ng false news. Na si Jesus daw, hindi talaga nabuhay na muguli mula sa mga patay. Si Jesus ay ninakaw lang ang kanyang katawan. Pero pinakita dito, for the next 40 days after His resurrection, ang anong ginawa ni Jesus? Aba, pambirang ginawa ni Jesus. Yung 40 days na yon, He went from one meeting after another. No, meeting dito, meeting doon, kainan dito, kainan doon. No? Parang taga-crossroads si Jesus eh. Mahilig sa kainan. So lahat ng kainan, pinupuntahan ni Jesus. No? Para lang patunayan, hey, I'm alive. The proof that I am alive. I'm alive for the next 40 days. And He was seen by not only the 12 disciples, not even by 120 disciples, even by 500 disciples. So many people saw Him. You know, the resurrection of Jesus is one historical fact that nobody can ever deny. Even the atheists, even the agnostics could never, ever deny the historicity of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Ibig sabihin, nabuhay na maguli si Jesus. No, imagine mo, yung hope mo hindi namatay. Amen? Sabi nito, yung ginawa ng Panginoon together with the disciples and all the good times that they had can be repeated over and over again. That life is eternal. That we can enjoy life. Jesus is alive and He is coming again. It is all about Jesus. Amen? Kaya nga, nung sinulat ni Luke yung kanyang gospel, it's Jesus in the flesh. Pero nung sinulat niya yung book of Acts, it's Jesus in the spirit. Still Jesus moving in the church. Active, alive. And it's Jesus who makes the church alive. It's Jesus, no, who makes things beautiful. Amen. Amen po ba? Alam mo yung company ni Jesus will make things beautiful. When you have Jesus, no, everything will be beautiful. Naalala ko yung mga kaibigan nating mga dalaga doon sa London. No? Pagkagaling po kasi namin ng Paris, kinukwento nila sa amin na nagpunta din sila ng Paris. Barkada po ito, mga tatlo o apat na mga dalaga. Limang dalaga nagpuntahan po ng Paris. At syempre, pag pumunta ka ng Paris, you will never miss the most iconic structure there. Ano yung nasa Paris na iconic structure? That is the Eiffel Tower or the Eiffel Tower. No? Pagpunta nila doon sa Eiffel Tower, alam mo, sabi nila, ito lang ba yun? No, they saw the Eiffel Tower at ang sabi nila, yan lang? Bakal? Ganun? Tapos puro kalawang? Umuwi silang malungkot. Kasi yung kanilang expectation na napakagandang Eiffel Tower, no? Pinapangarap puntahan ng mga tao, pagdating nila doon, ganun lang yun. Baka lang, puro kalawang pa. Sabi lang, malungkot sila, disappointed silang umuwi. Now, isa sa mga dalagang yon ay nagkaroon ng boyfriend. At pagkatapos, nagpakasal. Nagkaroon ng asawa. At sa kanilang honeymoon, nagpunta po sila ng Eiffel Tower. At pagdating po nila doon sa Eiffel Tower, ang sabi ng babae, ang ganda-ganda pala ng Eiffel Tower. Hindi ko to nakita ng ganito kaganda noon. No? Bakit? Kasi sabi nga, don't go to Eiffel Tower, you're all by yourself. It was not meant for a soloist to go to Eiffel Tower. Kasi that's a romantic place. You must bring someone with you, no? Someone that you love, so that Eiffel Tower can really be beautiful. Amen ba? So in life then, kapatid, nagtatanong ka, bakit walang kulay? Bakit ang nakikita mo puro kalawang? Ba't ang nakikita mo puro bakal? Ba't ang nakikita mo puro problema? Ba't ang nakikita mo puro sukal? ang nakikita mo, puro gloom. Why? Kasi hindi mo kasama si Jesus. You have to focus your eyes on Jesus. He is the one who makes things beautiful in your life. Amen. He is the one who can fill your heart with so much joy. The world can even give you, not even close to what He can give you. Not even close to what He can satisfy you with. Jesus, with Jesus, you can scale a mountain. With Jesus, a spider web can become a wall. Isang Kristiyano, yung inuusig siya, persecuted, in a iron curtain nation, habang hinahabol po siya ng mga komunista. Takbo po siya sa gubat. At wala siyang masulingan, kundi isang maliit na kuweba. Wala na siyang pupuntahan. Pinasok niya yung maliit na kuweba na yon at nanalangin na lang siya, Panginoon, Lord, Ikaw lang ang aking tagapagtanggol. Ikaw lang ang aking tagapagligtas. Iligtas mo ako mula sa mga komunista na ito na papatay sa akin. Pagkapasok na pagkapasok niyo ang ganon, alam niyo ang nangyari? Nagpadala ang Panginoon ng gagamba. At yung gagamba na yon ay mabilis na humabi ng kanyang bahay sa bukana ng kuweba. Nung dumaan na yung mga komunista, hahanapin sana nila, pupuntahan sana nila yung loob ng kuweba. Kaya lang sabi, huwag na natin pasukin yan. Bakit? Kita mo nga, may sapot ng gagamba. Hindi yan pumasok yan dyan. Tara, diretso na tayo doon. So imagine mo, if you have Jesus in your heart, in your life, kahit ang sapot ng gagamba ay magiging matibay na pader. Amen ba? Amen ba? Si Jesus ang iyong tagapagtanggol. Amen. That's why these disciples, they were unstoppable. They were willing even to face death. Why? Because they know Jesus is with them. Ilan na yung pinapatay, ilan na yung sinunog ng buhay, ilan na yung pinakain sa leon, ilan na yung pinahirapan. But they were singing while they were being torched to death. Why? Because they know Jesus is with them. Amen? Kaya kapatid, you have to have Jesus in your heart. Your eyes must be focused on Jesus. Amen? Palapakan natin ang ating Panginoong Jesus. And then ang sabi dito, the most exciting part is this. Diba? Ang sabi nung verse 9, after this, he was taken up from before their very eyes and a cloud hid him from their sight. Umangat si Jesus, naglevitate, pumaimbulog sa langit. And they were looking intently up into the sky as he was going when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. Sabi, men of Galilee! Huh? Men of Galilee, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you have seen Him go into heaven. And that's our hope. Jesus is coming again. Amen? Amen ba? Jesus is coming again to restore everything. Jesus is coming again to vindicate His people. Jesus is coming again to deliver us all. Amen. Hallelujah. Kaya purihin po ang Panginoon sa katotohanan ito na pinakita sa atin. It's all about Jesus. You are unstoppable when you're focused on Jesus. Number two, you are unstoppable when you are fueled by the Spirit. When you are fueled by the Spirit. In verse 4, it says here, on one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Huwag kayong aalis ng Jerusalem. Don't ever go out of Jerusalem. Don't leave. Don't start the ministry. Don't do anything yet. Huwag kang kikilos ng masama. Huwag ka munang gagalaw. Huwag ka munang lalayo. Huwag ka munang ahayo until you receive the gift. And what is that gift? It is the gift of the Holy Spirit. But ano bang Holy Spirit? Okay? Ano bang Holy Spirit? Ang sabi po ng Panginoon, makabubuting ako'y umalis. Sabi ng Panginoon Jesus, nalulungkot yung mga disciples. Sabi niya, Lord, huwag ka nang umalis. Please naman, Lord, dito na lang tayo. Sama-sama tayo. Masaya tayo dito. Sabi niya, kailangan akong umalis. Bakit? Pag hindi ako umalis, hindi bababa yung Holy Spirit. Pag hindi ako umalis, alam niyo yung ministry ko, dito lang ako. Palestine lang. Limited. You know, speaker ako sa Jerusalem, hindi ako pwede mag-speak sa Galilee at the same time. Bakit? I can only be at one place in a given time because of my body. I can only minister to a limited number of people. Why? Because I'm here in bodily form. So I have to leave. And then when I leave, the Holy Spirit will come. At alam mo, kapag ang Holy Spirit dumating, hindi siya limited bodily. Because He can rest in everybody, every Christian, every believer. He can rest. He can live inside every disciple. Amen? Kaya kailangan umalis si Jesus eh. Kasi Holy Spirit is God, and the Holy Spirit will reside inside of us. Ganun na nangyari sa Acts in chapter 2. Bumaba ang banal na Espiritu, pinuspos ang bawat isang disciple na nandun. Na hindi mangyayari yun kung si Jesus nandun physically. Okay? So why do we need the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is not only God, but it is our, He is our power. And when you talk about power, we're not just talking about dynamite power or the nuclear power or the power of a muscular man, no? Kundi yung power, spiritual power. This is not a political power, but this is the power from on high. Ano bang kayang gawin ng kapangyarihan ito? Halimbawa kasi ganito. Okay. Sabi ni Jesus. Okay. Sabi ni Luke, nakita ninyo si Jesus. Yung example niya, yung pamumuhay niya, yung preaching niya. Okay, nakita niyo yun, di ba? Kitang-kita niyo yun, ano? Pero, hindi niyo pwedeng gawin yun kung wala ang Holy Spirit sa inyo. The example of Jesus will never be enough. You must be empowered from within for you to be able to do that. Okay? The Holy Spirit will give you power. The Holy Spirit will also enlighten you, will give you understanding. Alam mo, nag-share ka ng gospel, kaya mo bang i-convict yung tao? I mean, kaya ko bang i-convincing ka about Jesus? I cannot unless the Holy Spirit works in your life. I can go on and on and on, preach and share and talk and talk and talk. Pero kung walang miracle ang Holy Spirit working in your life, convicting your spirit, quickening your spirit, changing your mind, then wala kakwenta-kwenta yung ginagawa ko. Alam mo bang hindi ikaw ang nagbo-born again sa isang tao? I cannot make you a born again Christian. I cannot convert you. It's the work of the Holy Spirit. Kaya minsan may mga matitigas ang mga tao na mahirap share ng gospel, tama ba? May kilala ba kayong ganon? Matigas ang ulo, masahirap sharean, no? Share mo na, bubuskahin ka pa. Sino dito yung bago mo nakilala si Jesus, ikaw yung nang bubuska? Sino dito yung ikaw yung nang, bago mo makilala si Jesus, ikaw yung nang bubuli? Yung pinagtatawanan mo yung mga born again, no? Sinasabi mo, alien. Ganun. Raise the roof. Yung pinagtatawala mo, walang umaamin eh. Aminin nyo na, sino dito yon? Yung nililibak mo, iniinsulto mo, iniinis mo, mga born again. Sabi mo, mga burn again. Mga nasunog uli. Sino dito? Pakitaas lang kamay. Yan, o, tingnan nyo po yung mga kamay na yan. Yan po yung mga nambubuska sa inyo, mga nambubuli. No? Pero napansin ko lang, marami, kukunti lang nagtaas ang kamay. Ibig sabihin, mababait talaga kayo, ganun? Mga talagang natural kayong ano, likas ang kabaitan ninyo, kagandahang loob ninyo. Pero yun lang kapatid, mahirap ka mag-share ng gospel kung gagamitan mong sarili mong talino. Even if I, you know, have all the logic and philosophy and you know, the good words from my mouth, it will never convict you unless the Holy Spirit works inside of you. So, napakahalaga ng Holy Spirit. Never do ministry apart from the Holy Spirit. He will help us understand what we should do. Sometimes people ask, ano bang dapat kong gawin? Paano ko malalaman ng kalooban ng Panginoon? How can I find out the will of God? Kita mo yung ginawa ni Jesus? Sabi ni Luke, I told you, I wrote everything about what Jesus did and what Jesus taught. So, bago daw nagturo si Jesus, ginawa muna niya. He practiced it.
If you want to know the will of God, are you in a crossroad right now?
Tatanong ka, Lord, ako ba'y mag-abroad o hindi? Ako ba'y mag-aasawa na o hindi pa? Ako ba'y kukuha ng board o hindi muna? Lord, ako ba'y anong gagawin ko? Liligawan ko na ba o hindi pa?
Sometimes you're asking, Lord, anong kalooban mo? Simple lang ang sagot. You want to know the answer? You want to know the answer?
It's so simple. If you do what you will know what to do.
If you do what you will know what to do.
Anong ibig sabihin nun?
Kung ano man yung binigay na revelation ng Panginoon sa'yo in the Word of God, and you do it, the Lord will give you more information. Pero kung nakita ng Panginoon na yung kakatiting na alam mo na binigay sa'yo, hindi mo pa ginagawa,
why would He bother revealing anything else to you?
Yun ngang alam mo, hindi mo ginagawa eh. Gusto mo pa makaalam ng iba pa. So if you do what you will know what to do. And the Holy Spirit sees that. When you're obedient, when you're willing,
alam mo, hindi ka mahirapang alamin ang kalooban ng Panginoon.
The Holy Spirit will reveal to you what to do next.
Okay, that's the power of the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit will enlighten you. The Holy Spirit will empower you so that you can do even the impossible. Okay. So what is this power for? Number three, you will be unstoppable if you're faithful to the mission.
Binigyan kayo ng kapangyarihan para ano?
Para kayo umaman? Para ka sumikat? Para ka magtagumpay? Yung bang rason bakit binigyan tayo ng kapangyarihan? Alam mo, itong mga disciples misguided pa rin eh. Kasi in verse 6, ang sabi nila sa Lord, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?
Ito na po ba yung time, Lord? Ito na po ba yung time na talagang i-overthrow na natin yung Roman Empire? Ito na po ba talaga yung time uupo ka na sa trono mo? Ito na po ba yung time para bumalik na yung dating glory ng Israel nung time ni David, nung time ni Moses, nung time ni Abraham, at talaga magiging superpower ang Israel uli?
Anong sabi ni Jesus? Verse 7. Basahin natin sabay-sabay yung verse 7. Anong sabi doon? He said to them, it is not for you to know the times of dates or dates the Father has set by His own authority. Verse 8, but you will receive power. Yan. Okay, basahin natin. But you will receive power. Can you say power?
Power.
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 Power. Parang walang ka-power-power yung... Para may power ng konti, sabi mo, power! One, two, ready, go. Power! Isa pa. Power!
Yung galing dito sa epiglottis, yung galing dito.
One, two, ready, go. Power! You will receive power. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power. Kapangyarihan na wala ka dati, but now God is giving you this supernatural, this divine power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my... Ano daw? My witnesses. Kayo daw ay magiging saksi ni Hoba. Yun ba? Hindi, sabi ni Jesus dito, my witnesses. My witnesses. Ibig sabihin, saksi ni Jesus. Hindi saksi ni Hoba, but saksi ni Jesus. My witnesses. Kayo ay aking magiging saksi. Ibig sabihin nun, ano bang trabaho ng saksi? Simple lang naman ang trabaho ng saksi. Ikwento mo lang yung naranasan mo. Ikwento mo lang ang nakita mo. Hindi mo kinakailangan mag-imbento. Hindi kagaya ng mga saksi ngayon sa mga Senate hearing, paiba-iba ng sinasabi. No? Hindi mo malaman kung siya ba talaga ang nakapulot nung bangkay sa o siyang nagdala sa ospital o hindi natin alam kung ano. Maraming false witnesses. Pero sabi dito, ang witness, ang trabaho lang, you don't need to be an expert in law to be a witness. You don't need to be intelligent to be a witness. You don't need to be rich to be a witness. You only need one only condition. One condition only for a witness. Dapat nakita mo at naranasan mo at narinig mo. Yun lang. Hindi sinabi ng Panginoon na gusto ko kayo maging theologian or Bible scholar bago kayo mag-share. Hindi niya dinidemand yun. Magaling kang lawyer para ka makapag-share. No, you're a simple witness. Dati ka lang bulag na pinagaling ng Panginoon, kukwento mo lang, dati akong bulag, pinagaling ako ng Panginoon. Dati kang pulubi, tapos ngayon ay umasenso ang buhay mo, pinagpala ka ng Diyos. Dati kang may karamdaman, pinagaling ka ng Diyos. Simple witness of what Jesus accomplished in your life, no, through His name. Because there is power in His name. So you will be my witnesses in, saan daw? In Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When you say witnesses, the word witness in Greek is martyr. Can you say martyr? Martyr, dyan galing ang salitang martyr. Martyr. Ibig sabihin nun, kapag ikaw ay nagbigay patotoo sa iyong karanasan, nanganganib ang buhay mo. Pwede kang mapatay. Kaya nga, kailangan natin ng witness protection program. Amen? Ang witness protection program natin, mga kapatid, ay ang cross-training 1, cross-training 2, cross-training 3, at cross-training 4. Amen? That's the witness protection program. Kasi pag wala kang training, paglalaroan ka lang ni Satanas. Pag wala kang training, hahihilahin ka niya pabalik sa kasalanan. I-discourage ka niya. No? Bubuskahin ka niya. Tutuksuhin ka niya. Mahila ka lang pabalik sa putik. Kaya true disciple has to go through the witness protection program. Matinding gagawin ng Panginoon sa iyo. Alam mo, yung ginawa ng Panginoong Himala sa buhay mo, binago ang buhay mo. Pag narinig ng iba yan, grabe. Magdadalawang isip sila sa kanilang buhay kasalanan at mag-iisip silang sumunod sa Panginoon dahil sa iyo. Imagine mo kung ilang tao, ilang drugista yung mababago dahil sa buhay mo. Ilang mga dating, mga homosexuals yung mababago ang buhay because of you. Ilang mga broken families yung susunod sa Panginoon because of your testimony. Your testimony is powerful. Amen? So, are you willing to be a martyr? To be a witness? Are you willing to be a witness? Kahit pagtawanan ka, kahit buskahin ka, kahit ibuli ka pa, but you're a witness for Jesus. At saan mo daw gagawin ang pag-witness? In Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Okay? Tingnan natin yung next slide. No? So, nagsimula ka daw sa... This is the map of Israel. So, yung kulay blue is Jerusalem. Yung kulay black, that's the center of Israel. Pero that is down south. Ang Jerusalem ay bahagi po ng Judea. Jerusalem is the city. Ang probinsya ay Judea. Kikita nyo yan? Jerusalem ang city. Parang may kawayan. Ang Judea, ang buong Bulacan. Samaria is yung kabilang probinsya. Okay? Samaria is, alam nyo ng mga Samaritano, ito yung mga nakipag-asawa yan sa mga Hindi-Hudyo. So, nakasal sila sa mga Assyrians, nakasal sila mga Greeks, nakasal sila sa mga Persians. So, ang mga taga-Samaria, mga mestizo. Sa panahon natin ngayon, pag sinabing mestizo, magandang lahi, di ba? Tama ba? Ano ba mga magagandang lahi na pinagsama? Pag pinagsama ay Pilipino at Amerikano, di ba ang gandang lahi nun? Kapag ka Pilipino at European, ang ganda rin, di ba? Pilipino at Koreano, di ba maganda? Pagka ngayon, sa panahon natin ngayon, when you talk about mestizo, tingnan mo ngayon katabi mo, mestizo ba yan? Mestizo yan o pustizo? Some people today are so proud na masabing mestiza pala ako. No, may lahi akong Mexican, may lahi akong Pilipina, yan, may lahi akong ganun. Ako pala, may lahi akong Italiano, ganyan. Ano yun? Bakit? Yung nanay ko, Ilocano, yung tatay ko, Ita. Italiano. So, sometimes, we're so proud. Pero nung panahon nila, pag sinabing mestizo, ay, nako, sinusuka. Kasi sila, proud sila na yung kanilang lahi undiluted. Ang lahi nila, Hudyo, purong-puro. Kaya pag nahaluan ka ng ibang lahi, mababa ang tingin sa'yo. Kaya ganun na lang ang tingin nila sa Samaria. Ang mga Hudyo, hindi dumadaan dyan. Kasi baka mapulyot sila ng mga Samaritano. Kaya nga, talagang kakaiba yung ginawa ni Jesus eh. Alam niyo yung ginagawa ng mga Hudyo? Iikot pa dito, dadaan pang ganun, tatawid ang Jordan River, dadaan ng Perea, tsaka Decapolis. Huwag lang dumaan ng Samaria, patungong Galilea. Pero si Jesus ano ginawa? Abay, dumiretso sa Samaria. Kasi sa kanya, walang cultural barriers. Para sa kanya, ang pag-ibig ng Diyos ay para sa lahat ng lahi. Amen? Hindi lang para sa mga espesyal na mga lahi, kundi para sa lahat ng lahi. Ganon ang pag-ibig ng Panginoon. Kaya nga, napakahalaga ng Book of Acts, ipinakita dito na yung apoy ng Banal na Espiritu ay naglagablab, nag-alab, hindi lang sa Jerusalem, lumabas ng Judea, nakarating ng Samaria, at hindi lang yon hanggang doon sa dulo ng sanlibutan. Wow. So, when you talk about distance, Jerusalem is where you are. Jerusalem is where you are. So, anong Jerusalem mo? Ang Jerusalem mo ay yung pamilya mo. That's your Jerusalem. I mean, spiritually speaking, your Jerusalem is your family. Your Jerusalem is your clan. Mga kamag-anak mo, that's your Jerusalem. Ang Jerusalem mo is your workplace. Kung ikaw ay nasa isang factory, that's your Jerusalem. Kung ikaw ay nasa isang campus, that's your Jerusalem. That's your home base. Then, ano yung Old Judea? Old Judea is the surrounding area. Yung nakapalibot doon. Kung ang cross world ay dito sa Mekawayan, yung Bulacan ang pinaka-Judea natin. Yung outer circle. Ano naman yung Samaria? Ang Samaria ay yung hindi kalayuan. Pero mga kakaiba, are you willing to go the distance? Are you willing to break the cultural barrier? Kung ikaw ay mayaman, handa ka bang puntahan yung mahihirap? Kung mahirap ka, handa mo bang puntahan yung mayaman? Kung di ka nakapag-aral, handa ka bang puntahan yung mga edukado? Kung edukado ka, handa mo bang puntahan yung mga hindi nakapag-aral? May you cross cultural barrier. The end of the earth is far and different. Yung kakaibang kakaiba sa'yo. And we praise God because we have ministries across world na we have a tribal ministry, we have an orphanage, we have a ministry sa mga isla ng Masbate. Meron tayong mga ministry sa mga mahihirap dito sa paligid natin. 150 children na mga mahihirap, pinag-aaral po natin sa tulong ng Compassion International. We have a church in Indonesia. Maraming Muslim, maraming mga Buddhist, maraming Hindu. And they're coming to know the Lord. We have a ministry in Italy. We have a ministry in London. So, hopefully, every continent will have a ministry. Amen? Sino gustong mag-mission para sa Panginoon? Papadala po namin kayo. Yan. Sino? Sinong gusto sa magkakaroon tayo ng church sa Paris? Yan. Sino po gusto? Padadala po namin kayo. Yan. Meron po dyan sa may, ano, Beef Paris. Masarap po yun. We're not just dreaming of, you know, the European countries, but also the Asian countries. Ang heart ko talaga, Cambodia. I want to visit Cambodia. Who wants to join me in Cambodia? Baka naman, Europe lang ang gusto niyong puntahan. Let's go to Cambodia in Indonesia. Okay? So let's break those hindrances and barriers. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Panghuli, you will be unstoppable. So, kita natin dito, no? Three things for you to become unstoppable. Focus on Jesus, you're filled by the Holy Spirit, and you're faithful to the mission. Panghuli, you're flourishing in teamwork. You're a part of a team. In verse 12, ang sabi dito, then the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives. A Sabbath day's walk from the city, when they arrived, they went upstairs to the room where they were staying. Those present were Peter, John, James, Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and the son of Zelot, and Judas, the son of James. And they all joined together. Can you say together?
Together.
Again, together. Can you say together? They all joined together constantly. Can you say constantly?
Constantly.
They constantly joined together. Wow! Laging bonding, laging fellowship. Hindi lumiliban sa mga live group, hindi lumiliban sa worship. No? Kundi together, lagi constantly. In prayer. Say, in prayer. Yeah, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. You know what's so good about the first century church? They believed in each other. They believed in each other. Wala nang sitahan na ano, alam mo yan, o Pedro at tinatuwa mong Lord, ha? Tanda mo yan. Wala nang ungkatan ng mga nakaraan. Wala nang mga sisihan. Wala nang mga, tapos yung mga kapatid ni Jesus nandun din. Alam mo naman yung mga kapatid ni Jesus, di ba? Ano mga lumabas sa bibig ng kapatid ni Jesus? Yung kapatid namin, demon possessed. Huwag niyong papansinin yan kasi baliw yan. I mean, right from the mouth of Jesus' brothers. Yung mismong kapatid niya hindi naniniwala sa kanya. At binabalaanan pa, binawarn yung mga tao, huwag niyong masyadong papatulan yung kuya namin. Kasi baliw yan. Demon possess yan. Nagka-nervous breakdown yan eh. And yet, after Jesus rose again from the dead and He ascended, kasama yung mga manlilibak, yung mga kapatid, yung mga bashers, yung mga haters, kasama oh. Together with the mother of Jesus and with His brothers. So nakakatuwa lang ito mga kapatid, hindi na nagkaroon ng ungkatan kung ano pa mga pinagagawa dati. Ang mahalaga, they're one in love, in the bond of love and peace. They believe each other. And in verse 15, it says here, in those days, Peter stood up among the believers, a group numbering about 120. Alam mo, nagsimula sila sa 120? The following chapter, alam mo kung ilan na sila? 3,000. From 120 to 3,000. Another chapter, 5,000. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. Hindi kayang gawin ng tao yun. It's only the Holy Spirit. I pray that we will soak ourselves in the Holy Spirit for the month of October. Immerse ourselves in the Holy Spirit. Pray to the Holy Spirit. Sumama kayo sa prayer. May fasting po tayo. Will be prayer and fasting starting today. No? Pero kung di kayo nakapagsimula today, you can start tomorrow. 7 days, 1 meal a day. Kesa kakain ka, no? Magpe-pray ka na lang at magbabasa ka ng Biblia. And you pray for yourself, you pray for your family, you pray for the church. Especially for this anniversary. And then on October 17, 18, and 19, meron tayong Nights of Fire. Tapos yung dalawang Saturday na magkasunod, October 7 and October 14, we have Dawn Watch. Alas 5 ng madaling araw dito po. Hanggang alas 7 ng umaga. Dalawang Saturdays, itong magkasunod na Saturday. I pray that you will join us. And together, we join hearts together in prayer and expect that the Holy Spirit will do amazing things, no, in our midst. Panalangin ko sa Panginoon, magkaroon ng revival. I-revive tayo ng Panginoon uli dito sa Cross World. Amen? Sino nangangarap sa inyo that the Lord will visit us again? No, that the Lord will work wondrously again, that the Lord will do miracles again in our midst. No, I'm looking for that day. Kasi pag hindi tayo naging maingat, baka matulad tayo sa mga unti-unting namamatay na church. Baka balang araw, museum na lang to. Kasi wala nang nakakakilala sa Panginoon, wala nang nabuborn again, wala nang nai-invite. Let's pray that the Lord will rekindle our spirits, that the Lord will revive us once again. Set us on fire, set us ablaze for Him. Kagaya ng mga unang siglo ng mga Kristiyano, the first century Christians, they were on fire for Jesus. They were not thinking about themselves. They were not thinking about their businesses or their security in the future. They were thinking about, you know, the kingdom of God and how it will advance. Let's pray. No? Let's be a part of a team. Kung wala ka pang live group, dapat magkaroon ka ng live group. Kumanap ka ng live group. Kailangan meron kang isang team na nagtutulong-tulong kayo. Kagaya nito, hindi sila mapalagay. Sabi dito, in those days, Peter stood up. Verse 21, ang sabi niya, kasi si Judas, nagpakamatay na eh. Therefore, sabi niya ganun, verse 21, it is necessary to choose one of the men who have been with us the whole time. The Lord was living among us, beginning with John's baptism to the time when Jesus was taken up from us. For one of these must become a witness with us of His resurrection. So they could not move on without completing their 12. Amen po ba? Hindi sila makagalaw nang hindi nabubuo yung 12 disciples. Hindi sila mapalagay, hindi sila at ease. They have to have a complete 12. And they work as a team. Kasi bakit team? No? Pag nagpapadala ang Panginoon, dala-dalawa eh. Papunta sa outreach, o dalawa kayo. Ha? Hindi pa isa-isa eh, padala-dalawa eh. Alam mo kung bakit nagtagumpay ang Christianity noong panahon na yon? Hindi dahil sa mga parang gladiatorial way of fighting, na mag-isa ka na lumalaban sa mga leon, mag-isa ka na lumalaban sa arena, laban doon sa mga kalaban. Hindi eh. Alam mo ba't sila nagtagumpay? Because of, you know, they're ginagawa nila yung nagsasama-sama sila. Tapos yung mga shield nila, pinagsasama para sila mga armadillo. Na kahit tamaan sila ng sibat, tamaan sila ng palaso, hindi pumapasok. Bakit? Solid sila eh. It's like, you know, the movie 300. It's like that. So, you will be unstoppable, no? If you be a part of a team, please don't play Lone Ranger. Don't play like a Rambo. Don't do ministry like a Rambo. Be a part of a team. If you want to grow in your faith, if you want to grow as a Christian, if you want to be strong as a Christian, then be part of a team. Napakahalaga nito. Yung bang may nag-aalaga sa'yo, someone is taking care of you, and you're taking care of someone else. That's the key for the growth of Christianity in the first century. They are focused, they are so much in love with Jesus. They are powered by the Holy Spirit. Not political power, but divine power. They were faithful to the mission of being witnesses. And they formed themselves into small teams. And they flourish as a team. Kaya hindi na mahalaga kung sinong magaling, kung sinong mahusay. Kasi we complement each other. May kanya-kanyang galing tayo, may kanya-kanyang husay tayo eh. No? Kahit maliit na tao, pwedeng gamitin ng Panginoon. Amen ba? Amen ba? Kahit mahirap, pwede kang gamitin ng Panginoon. Kahit di ka nakapag-aral, pwede kang gamitin ng Panginoon. I remember, you know, a physicist who is a well-known speaker. No, he goes from one place to another giving his lectures. No, talagang he was a sought-after speaker. Ang galing niya talagang mag-speak eh. Meron siyang driver. Yung driver niya, lagi niyang kasama wherever he goes. So, pag nag-speak siya, nandun yung driver niya. No? E dumating yung time, sa sobrang dami ng speaking engagement niya, napagod siya. Sabi niya doon sa driver niya, pagod ako, parang hindi ko na kaya magsalita doon sa huling pupuntahan natin. Ang sabi nung driver, eh, doctor, sabi niya ganun, kung gusto ninyo eh, palit tayo eh. Total, saksi ako sa inyong mga lectures. Kabisado ko na yung mga lecture ninyo. Ako na lang po, isusuot ko yung coat ninyo, no? At kunwari, kayo yung driver ko, no? Ako ho, mag-i-speak. Eh, naisip ng physicist ba, okay nga ito, no? Magandang ideya. Pagbigyan ko nga itong driver ko. So, yung driver niya, doon sa conference, siya pinag-speak. Habang yung physicist, yung doktor, nandun sa likod. Parang pinanonood lang yung kanyang driver habang nagsalita. Eh, pambihira yung driver. Nung nagsalita, talagang flawless. Napakahusay. Kung ano yung sinasabi ng physicist, nasabi niya. Hangang-hanga yung mga tao. Talagang ang galing nung speaker. Tapos na ngayon yung conference. Question and answer na. E may nagtaas ng kamay, nagtanong. No, nagtanong. Naku, nag-alala yung ano? Nag-alala yung physicist. Naku, paano kayang gagawin itong aking driver? Nagtanong. Pagkatapos magtanong, sumagot yung ano, yung driver na sabi niya, "Actually, your question is so easy to answer. It's so easy, you know. Your question is so easy that even my driver can answer it. Let me call my driver. Come. And you answer the question." When you associate with yourself with Jesus, no? When you constantly associate yourself with Jesus, you constantly fellowship with the believers in prayer, no? Magugulat ka eh. Mahahawa ka na rin eh. Amen ba? Yung fire, yung ability, yung skill, yung wisdom, nahahawa lahat yan eh. Kaya I just pray that as a church, no, that the Lord will bless us with more years of fire. Hindi lang organization, hindi lang programs, but the fire of the Holy Spirit so that we can do more, we can win more, we can disciple more for Jesus. That's my prayer. Mangyayari lang yan when we spend time praying. Mangyayari lang yan when we really, you know, bond with one another. Mangyayari lang yan if we are faithful to the mission. Si D.L. Moody was once invited in London. D.L. Moody, if you don't know him, he's an evangelist from America, from Chicago. Okay, he is the founder of Moody Bible Institute. No, isa siyang shoemaker, pero may nagturo sa kanyang Sunday school teacher and he became a Christian and he dedicated himself, no, to the Lord. He studied the Word, became a pastor, became an evangelist. At naging well-known international evangelist and revivalist si D.L. Moody. One time he was invited in London in a dying church. Yung patay na church na, wala na talaga. At ang assignment niya, mag-speak siya ng morning, mag-speak din siya sa gabi. So, dahil kaibigan niya yung pastor, pinagbigyan niya. Pero alam niya, itong church na to, wala nang kabuhay-buhay. Nag-preach si D.L. Moody. And true enough, daman-daman niya, napaka-unresponsive ng mga tao. Bato. Ang mga muka, parang nakasimento. Walang reaksyon. No? Hindi nagre-respond sa preaching. No, talagang discouraged si D.L. Moody. Pagkatapos niya mag-preach nung hapon na yon, sabi niya, iniisip niya, meron pa siyang gabi. Sabi niya, bakit ko ba napayagan ng sarili ko na magsalita dito sa church na ito? Eh, vacation ko, pero para akong tinotorture. Lalo, naiisip ko mamayang gabi, magsasalita pa ako. Eh, wala nang ibubuhay itong church na ito. Patay na eh. Pero hindi alam ni D.L. Moody, pagkatapos ng first service na yun, isang matanda, pag uwi sa bahay, ikinuwento sa kanyang kapatid, na pilay, naka-wheelchair. Sabi niya sa kanyang kapatid, sinagot ng Panginoon ang dalangin ko. Nasa church si D.L. Moody. Noon ko pa pinagpe-pray na ma-invite natin si D.L. Moody. At dumating siya. Ang sabi nung pilay, "Ate," sabi niya ganoon, "huwag tayo mag-lunch. Huwag tayo mag-lunch. Mag-pray tayo the whole afternoon. Ipag-pray lang natin na mangyayari mamayang gabi." And so yung magkapatid na ito, dalawang matandang magkapatid, isa ay invalido. They spend the whole afternoon praying, not taking their lunch. They fasted and prayed. Pagdating ng hapon,
nung gabi na. Pagpasok ni D.L. Moody sa church, mayroon siyang naramdamang kakaiba. And then he began preaching. And people were responding. Anong nangyari? Sabi niya ganun. Tapos nagbigay siya ng altar call. Sabi niya, kung sinong gustong tumanggap sa Panginoon, tumayo lang po. 500 ang tumayo! Nagulat si D.L. Moody, sabi niya, baka hindi naintindihan ng mga tao. Sabi niya, upo kayo uli, upo kayo, upo kayo. Baka hindi naintindihan. Pinaliwanag niya uli. Ang ibig sabihin po ng pagtayo ninyo, tatanggapin niyo si Jesus, tatalikuran niyo yung mga kasalanan niyo. Pinaliwanag niya maigi. Kung sino gusto tumanggap sa Panginoon, tumayo. 500 ho yung tumayo. Do you know that's the beginning of one of the greatest revivals in England? And it was spearheaded by two old ladies. Sisters and one invalid. Because they thought they need not another organization or not another program, but they need the presence of the Holy Spirit. They need God in the church. They need the Holy Spirit in the church. Amen. Hindi natin ang kailangan ng another program. Hindi natin kailangan ng organization. Hindi natin kailangan ng mga gimmicks. Hindi natin kailangan ng mga bagong instrumento. All we need is the Holy Spirit moving freely in our midst. Amen. And I pray that you'll be a part of it. Do you know how many chapters are there in Acts? I want you to read the book of Acts, okay? Especially Acts chapter 29. You read it. Yun ang pinakamahalagang chapter. Kung open your Bible, look, ito gusto kong basahin ninyo. Acts chapter 29. This is the most important chapter of the book of Acts. Acts chapter 29. Nakita nyo na? Nakita nyo na? Hindi nyo nakita yung Acts chapter 29? You know bakit hindi nyo nakita yung Acts 29? Kasi yung Acts 29 is your chapter. Alam mo ba yung Acts hindi natapos? Kasi hindi naman siya biography ni Paul eh. Hindi sinabi kung paano namatay si Paul. Hindi naman sinabi kung paano namatay si Peter. Because that's not about Peter. That's not about Paul. It's all about the work of God. It's all about the church of God. It's all about the Holy Spirit at work in the lives of ordinary people. So chapter 29 is your chapter. Ano kaya ang masusulat about you, your contribution, you know, in bringing the cross to the next generation? Bringing the cross to the world. Ano mga himalang ginawa ng Diyos? Ano mga interventions ang ginawa ng Diyos? That's gonna be an exciting chapter. That is your chapter. Amen? I pray that we will be like the church of the New Testament, on fire for Jesus. Shall we all close our eyes? Panginoon, maraming salamat po. Lord, we want to be your church. We want to be the kind of church that is focused on you, fueled by the Spirit, faithful to your mission, and flourishing as a team. Lord, we want to make a difference in this nation. We want to make a difference in the world. Lord, wake us up. Gisingin mo kami, Panginoon. Lalo kung we have been here in the church for so long and we're contented being spectators, watchers. Lord, wake us up. Revive us again. Let the Holy Spirit fall upon us, Lord. We need the Holy Spirit. We need you, Lord. Move in our lives. Kapatid, if you want the fire of the Holy Spirit to come upon your life, if you think you're just an ordinary guy, an ordinary girl, but God can do extraordinary things through ordinary people. And if you want to do extraordinary things, no, this is a time to make a commitment. Lord, I want to be focused on you and I want to be fueled by the Holy Spirit. If this is your prayer, can you just raise your hand? Pwede bang taas mo ang kamay mo? Kung nais mo na sa buhay mo will be dedicated on Jesus, your life will be powered by the Holy Spirit, can you just raise your hand? Praise God.
Praise God. Pwede na ba ibaba ang mga kamay? Meron ba sa atin nagsasabi dito, there are things that you think it's impossible for you. You know, you think, you feel that there are things that you're inadequate to do. Are there things that you see, you're overwhelmed by it. But you need the Holy Spirit. When you have the Holy Spirit, you can do the impossible. If you want to receive the Holy Spirit right now, can you just raise your hand? Yes, Lord, I want to do the impossible. Yes, Lord, I want to be courageous for you. If you want courage, you need the Holy Spirit. Just raise your hands. Hallelujah. Praise God. Pwede bang tumayo tayong lahat? I pray that the Holy Spirit will fill this place. Set us free from our bondages. Save us from our sins. And launches us into the ministry and the mission field.